British Columbians head to the polls on or before Saturday, October 19 for the 2024 provincial election. Vancouver has 12 electoral districts, and in each area, locals will cast ballots to determine the member of the Legislative Assembly, MLA, who will represent their constituencies in the legislature. To help voters learn more about their options in each of Vancouver's 12 electoral districts, VIA sent every candidate an identical questionnaire featuring a series of yes or no questions. Each candidate had the option to provide brief written responses to three of the questions. Candidates were given a deadline to return the questionnaires to VIA. Any responses received after the deadline are not, will not be included. We have noted which candidates did not respond. VIA is presenting the responses as provided, making edits only when necessary for typographical and grammatical errors. Meet the candidates for Vancouver Yale Town. Terry Young, NDP. Occupation: retired police officer. Where do you live? Vancouver. Top priorities for Vancouver, 50 words. I've been knocking on doors throughout this election, and the issues people bring are housing, affordability, healthcare, and public safety. My priorities are to get more people doctors, ensure housing is available for people, to keep our streets safe, and to make sure Yale Town and Gastown have a voice. Past achievements, 100 words. Up until retirement a few weeks ago, I spent my career working as a police officer with the Vancouver Police Department. I started off as a patrol officer working in Yale Town and Gastown. I met a lot of residents and business owners during that time. More recently, I headed the Diversity, Community, and Indigenous Relations section of the VPD. I'm also proud about the work that I've done with SUCCESS, particularly getting Bob and Michael's place built on Hastings Street. That project has over 230 units and includes wraparound treatment services. Do you support a provincial carbon tax? For many years, British Columbians agreed that the carbon tax was a useful tool in fighting climate change. Unfortunately, a series of decisions in Ottawa politicized it, and at the same time, people are being squeezed by global inflation and high interest rates. If Ottawa removes the federal requirement for a carbon tax, we will remove the carbon tax on British Columbians, while ensuring that big polluters pay their fair share. John Rusted has called climate science a lie, and says, we should not be trying to fight climate change. The fight against climate change is far bigger than any single tax. David Eby and the BCNDP believe climate change is a real, present threat and won't stop taking action. Do you believe in mandatory, involuntary, care for people with a severe substance use disorder? There are people struggling with extremely severe mental health and addictions issues, coupled with brain injuries, who need stronger interventions than we have right now. Many of these people are a risk to themselves, and a risk to others. David Eby is taking action, launching new dignified secure care to keep people who need this care safe, and keep communities safe. We're creating new secure care facilities across the province, secure care units in correctional facilities, and more mental health beds in hospitals. We're also going to change the laws to provide clarity and ensure that people, including youth, can receive care when they're unable to seek it themselves. Should the market be allowed to determine rents? Many renters are struggling right now, and we're taking action to support them. David Eby and the BCNDP are proud to have brought in a $400 renter's rebate and capped rent increases to inflation, saving a renting family $1,100 per year. We're also preserving existing affordable rental buildings. David Eby's housing action plan will also create 300,000 more middle-income homes, including affordable rentals. John Rusted would rip up our plan. He would eliminate the rent increase cap and drive rents even higher. We can't afford to let John Rusted cancel David Eby's housing action plan. Let's keep taking action on housing and build a future where everyone can afford to live here. Yes, no responses. Do you support Bill 4447 to increase density in residential areas and near rapid transit? Yes. Are you committed to keeping SOGI policies in the BC's education system? Yes. Do you support truth and reconciliation with BC's Indigenous population? Yes. Do you support lower taxes for BC businesses? Yes. Should the provincial government do more to protect businesses from vandalism and other crimes? Yes. Do you support privatization of healthcare in BC? No. Should healthcare workers who lost their jobs for not being vaccinated be compensated? No. Do you support safe supply of drugs for people with a severe substance use disorder? Did not respond. Should we have more supportive housing in Vancouver? Yes. Do you think the province should lobby the federal government for bail reform? Yes. Should the province be building more subsidized housing to combat the housing crisis? Yes. Do you think climate change is human-caused? Yes. Melissa DeGeneva, Conservative. Questionnaire, not returned by deadline. Dana Lynn McKenzie, Green. Questionnaire, not returned by deadline.